Mention the word morphing, and you might think of the special effects used in movies, such as the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator series. But artist Nancy Burson was experimenting with morphing technology long before it became a favorite tool in Hollywood, and she's still at it. The Gray Art Gallery in Manhattan is hosting a retrospective called Seeing and Believing. Among the art on display are some of Burson's early and more recent experiments in racial morphing. Jad Abumrad reports.
With her steel gray hair and black dress and stockings, Nancy Burson looks sort of like a good witch. And the exhibit begins with her first attempt at magic, a series of four black and white photographs, starting with her as a smooth-faced 18-year-old and ending with her, wrinkled and white-haired, at age 70. All the images were created in 1976, when she was only 28. Using a giant mainframe computer, Burson and her colleagues digitally aged a photo of herself. It was the first time anything like that had been done.
There was a point at which we were approached by a family of a missing child, and they asked me if I could use this technology to update a photo of their missing daughter.
In 1987, the FBI began using her software for missing person photographs. Nancy Burson, meanwhile, continued to apply morphing techniques towards more esoteric pursuits. As computers have gotten faster and smaller, Burson was even able to create a kiosk where museum-goers could morph themselves, at least on screen. She demonstrates her human race machine on an unsuspecting art student.
And I'm just plotting her face so the computer knows where to morph her face.
She clicks a button, the machine snaps the woman's photo, a moment later, presto! The art student, Annie Berman, is seeing herself for the first time as a black person. More precisely, a morphing of her face with a composite of 50 different black people. Her features, not just her skin color, have changed dramatically. Her nose is bigger, her lips exaggerated, but it's still Annie Berman.
It's just a very strange feeling to see yourself transform.
For me, it's really about people stepping into another person's shoes.
Berman, now staring at a Hispanic version of herself, isn't completely sold on that idea.
You almost wish that it could be a little more permanent than this, something that would last longer than just looking at it on an image, like if you were actually living this way.
What might it be like if, in some future version of the race machine, Berman could take her new racial identity with her outside the museum?
Obviously, you can't do that.
But for this fleeting moment, she and others can pretend to be Asian, Indian, African American, Caucasian. And this year, Nancy Burson has added a new category, Middle Eastern.
What I really felt the need to do was stick a bunch of Arabs and Jews together.
It seems like almost like a recipe. How many parts Arab and how many parts Jew do you put in?
There's no recipe ever.
Burson debates the political correctness of the machine with another art student, Ken Grau. He takes a seat, she clicks a button. A moment later, Ken Grau's screen image is olive-skinned. His eyes and hair are now a dark brown. His eyebrows are thicker.
I look like a criminal.
Wow. I feel like a criminal.
It's an image made more stark for Grau because he didn't shave this morning. Plus, the camera caught him in a vacant, slightly menacing stare.
And it does have that very strong quality of like a mugshot and locked into our minds since September 11. Are the images of those mugshots.
Some social critics have attacked Burson's ideas as naive, because, they say, race does define people in the real world. Others have even suggested that her choosing composites for each race is a type of racial profiling. Nancy Burson contends that the machine is really just a metaphor.
The human race machine is my prayer for racial justice, racial equality.
Burson hopes the human race machine will show viewers that, despite outward differences, we're all the same underneath. She even wanted to subtitle the machine, "Why Can't We All Get Along?" Seeing and Believing continues through April 20th at the Gray Art Gallery. For NPR News, I'm Jad Abumrad in New York.